is just me, Twelver, from the Smelly Monkeys.
I'm gonna be a monkey, a monkey, monkey, monkey. Would you like to be one too?
Love the smell and smell the love at smellymonkeys.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all shapes and sizes, welcome to your favorite podcast with Garrett, Trevor, and Simon. Broadcasting from the top of Scotts Valley, it's Smelly Monkeys. It's Smelly Monkeys. It's Smelly Monkeys.
Hey, guys, we're back. It's Thursday.
I like cheese land, people.
It's Thursday, no, December 1st, December 1st.
Woo! Cut!
Christmas
cut.
Is coming. And this is show number 27. Unbelievable. Who would have thought we would have made it this so far? We got a quick show.
Yep.
Hopefully. But we sometimes say that.
Cut.
Sometimes say that and don't mean it, because after this show, we're going to watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, reindeer has a little itchy armpit.
So, we're going to get through our show. Hey, you know we asked last time for some emails? We got a lot of responses back from fans. Do you want to hear some of them?
Yeah.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Okay, first of all, ready?
Yeah. There's a letter in your mailbox.
Okay, this is an email. It says, great show. Can Simon please not say armpit all the time? And that's from a fan called Trevor.
Hey, that's in the back of something.
Nice sounding boys, but Simon can be too loud. And this is from a fan called Mom. And this one says, great looking dad, but Simon is sometimes too obnoxious. And this is coming from a fan called Dad. What do you think of that? Hey, we did get some other emails from some other real people. Let's talk about armpits and obnoxious. Can we do a show without saying armpits too much?
Yes.
Okay, let's try to do that. The problem was, seriously, we do get a lot of emails.
I like cheese.
And
I like to eat meat!
In a show a while ago, Simon said armpits a couple times, and a fan wrote in and said that thought that was funny. And we heard armpits every day for the rest of that week, and the week after, and the week after. And it got kind of tired.
Yeah.
We did get reviewed. Remember, we got reviewed one time ago? Yeah. You know what they remember what they said about us?
What?
These kids are
obnoxious but not unmanaged.
No.
You know, Dad's on it, you know.
Obnoxious but not unmanaged.
What does unmanaged mean? Does it mean I like chocolate milk or something like that?
No. Hey, we got an email from a
cereal.
We got an email from a fan in the Netherlands called, I think his name is Jean Baptiste, or maybe Jean Baptiste. I'm probably butchering your name. But he's from the Netherlands.
Hi, lizard.
That's not to you in the Netherlands. We're actually talking to the gecko right now.
Yeah. So, hi, gecko.
Do you know where the Netherlands is?
Somewhere on Europe.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's your, it's in Holland.
He's not very
Hold on, I'm
going to
pause
too.
So we can beat Simon. We are back, and Simon has been obnoxionized.
I now do the hospital, luckily.
Anyway, so, from Holland, do you guys know anything else about Holland?
Nothing really.
You know, I got confused about Holland.
I think they like cheese.
You know, they do. They do make really good cheese over there. So you're right. Finally.
Score one!
And the girls have hairy armpits. Or is that France? I have tulips over there, and windmills, and Amsterdam, and cheese.
Cheese!
And Rotterdam?
What cheese?
And dykes. Cheese as well. Hey, we also got an email from Ramon in Venezuela.
Venezuela.
He said he's our number one Spanish fan. You guys want to say hello in Spanish?
Hola, senor.
We also got an email from Damien who recommends Simon. After the last show, you asked a question. He said, wear the blue shirt. We also got a really cool email from Danny and Max, and they're called Smelly Monkey fans from Limeyland. Do you know what Limeyland is?
No, I hope they have cheese there, though.
They do have cheese. It's very close to,
Thailand?
I'll probably get this wrong here, but cheddar,
hey, what's
I believe.
That? I heard a...
That's my cell phone.
Wah.
Should we see who it is?
Yeah, let's see if it's itchy armpit.
It's Uncle Owen.
Hi, Uncle Owen.
Hold on, let's put him on.
Hi, Uncle Owen.
Let's put him on.
We're still recording. We're still recording.
Hello, Uncle Owen.
Hey, Uncle Owen.
Hi.
Owen,
hi.
We're actually doing a...
Simon and Trevor.
How are you doing?
This is definitely the wrong time. We're doing a broadcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Smelly Monkeys?
It's Smelly Monkeys.
Smelly Monkeys, one and only, born in Armpit.
We were actually just talking about... we were talking about our new fans from... From Southern England. Hey, where's Cheddar? Is that in Southern England, Owen?
Is Cheddar in England?
In Southern England.
I think so.
Yeah, so it is a cheese place. Hey, can I give you a call back?
Sure thing.
Okay, say hello to...
Cheddar, though.
Hi, Owen.
Sorry.
Hello, man.
Holy is, Swiss.
Holy.
The next door county.
Right.
Holy.
Let me give Owen a sound effect here. Ready? Hey, we'll call you back, Owen.
Okay.
Hey, everyone, if you haven't had a chance, check out Owen's podcast. It's at owenstories.com. It's a really cool podcast, actually. And he tells lots of his own stories. He reads them on his podcast. Pretty cool. Something I listen to when I'm on the my drive home. Anyway, we've got a fan over in Southern England. We're getting a message in here from Mom asking Simon not to be so loud and obnoxious.
Interruptive.
Anyway... They're from Limeland.
You know at least I got to play with Legos.
You know what Limeland is?
No.
Well, Limeland.
I think they really like limes, though.
Well, they do. Limeland's England, and the reason they call them Limeland is
because they like England, and they like limes, and they like armpits.
Trevor, why do you think they like limes?
Because they're sour, and that's kind of, you know...
They, when, back in the old days, they used to travel across the seas a lot. Listen to me, okay? They figured out the sailors were getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting sick because they weren't getting enough vitamin C, which they get from fruits. So they started stacking the ships full of limes, and they'd eat limes for their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they called the English limeys. Anyway, so Limeland, do you want to hear what he says to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, hiya, Gareth from Danny and Max. Guess you don't know us yet, but my son and I sure feel like we know you. And you're two smelly monkeys. We stumbled across your site a day or two back, and we've been hooked ever since. Downloaded the archive of past podcasts and have already made it up to number 17. You imagine listening to 17 shows of us in a row?
I know.
That's almost like, that's like 2 hours worth.
He still has 10 to go.
How many times did you hear the word armpit in 2 hours? We hope to, actually it's not much more than 2 hours, isn't it? If it's 20 minutes a show, 17 times 20, you do the math. You're brilliant.
Yeah, Trevor, do it. No, I have no idea.
Okay, it's a lot.
We're going to go cut down our Christmas tree.
Less than a Grateful Dead song, but a lot. We hope to be up to date by tomorrow. My son is nine. He's nine and very interested in the whole internet podcast thing. Blah, blah, blah. He's very excited about the whole idea of podcasting or producing his own podcast and has even created his own blog from which to launch. By the weekend, we hope to have unleashed our own podcast upon the world. Wow. All this enthusiasm and fun has been inspired by your show, so I'd like to take this opportunity to pass on my gratitude to you and your two monkeys for providing the inspiration for our own podcast, and to wish you every success in the future. Max has added his own mark to your map, so if you go into our website at www.smellymonkeys.com, you can also add your mark and your photo, and you can see Max there. And you'll find us in Southwest Limeyland, which we know is England now.
Yeah.
All right, good luck on tonight's show. And perhaps if you have time and like what you hear when they send us a podcast in the next few days, we can do a pod review next week. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yours in podcasting, Danny and Maximus. Hey, that's pretty cool. We've inspired somebody. What do you feel about that?
Cheese!
Not you saying cheese now. Okay, shall we cover your specific areas?
Yes.
Okay.
You go first.
Me go first.
Technology and music.
Well, I got a technology and music dual thing.
Mm-hmm.
So over the weekend, I spent a lot of time putting our CD of some songs we've made. So you know, if you would play some of our songs on our show, like Get Out of Bed, or The Dog Ate My Homework, or... I hate to say it, smelly armpit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get Simon started.
Smelly or Daddy. Armpit.
Or the last one we played was Daddy a Dork or Trevor's Girlfriend.
Trevor's Girlfriend!
Anyway.
Oh, drummer has a girlfriend. Oh, oh.
Calm down or I'm playing Simon's bad haircut.
Uh-oh.
So I made a CD.
I just ignore that.
We recorded it. We put it on lulu.com, and you can order it. I'll put a post where you can find it. Let me tell you this. I'm ordered one myself first because I want to try it out before we release it to the general public. So it's out there, but I'll tell you when I get our copy. Anyway, technology portion, I want to talk about lulu.com. It's a really cool site for publish on demand. And what this is if you create a CD or a movie, so you create a movie or a cartoon or a book that you want to write or a cartoon book, you can put it on the site and they don't print it or make it until someone orders it. So the cool thing about that, it's free to write a book. And you only have to pay, when someone orders it, they pay for it and they print it out straight away from them. Isn't that pretty cool?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you think about anyone now can write a book or make out a CD and kind of sell it, and instead of having to sell like hundreds and hundreds to break even, now they just can sell one or two, and they can decide how much money they want to make.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, lulu.com. Okay, who's next?
Trevor.
Sports with Trevor.
Take it away, Trev.
I'm going to actually talk to one that I haven't started since it's this time of year. I'm going to talk about some snow sports, but I'm still thinking of one of... I'm going to do skiing.
Skiing? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Skiing. For the first time since 1980, this guy from U.S. won the skiing tournament in 04 for the first time since 1980.
Was it the Olympics or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it downhill skiing or ski jumping or...
Downhill.
Wow, pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. Anything else about skiing? Do you like skiing? You've been skiing, right?
Right, it's really fun. It's easier than snowboarding, which Simon didn't say.
Simon, do you think snowboarding's easier or skiing's easier?
Snowboarding a lot.
You like snowboarding?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to stop and avoid people.
Stop and avoid people?
Yeah, basically all you need to do is, so you're going forward, and then basically you want to turn your board so then one of the sides are facing, and then lean back, not all the way back so you fall, but then it should slide you. Say that you were on to the right, it would slide you to the left.
Huh? I actually didn't like snowboarding that much. I fell over a lot
and then
bruised my pride and my bottom.
What you do is then you get back and going, because then basically you don't have to do anything; it will just move you. Then you just need to go down.
So that sounds like gravity takes place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And some more skiing facts is that. It's not like snowboarding where you only have one board. There's two little skinny ones that you just, you know, go down with. And I think it's easier to stop and everything.
Yeah.
I'm a lot better at it.
Good. Okay, well, cool. Well, you know, one thing we talked about this year is taking Knott skiing. So Knott's our exchange student from Thailand.
And what?
And he hasn't had much experience with snow.
Maybe he should say, hi. Hi, my name's Knott. I'm from Thailand.
Nice to meet you, Knott. Although he did go ice skating this weekend down in San Jose. Cool. Hey, Simon, you want to do your report?
Hi. Yeah.
Animals with Simon.
What do you want to do here?
The
games. I see. You know, before I do this, I have to... Gosh, this is an Uncle Owen show. I do have to say thank you to Uncle Owen, because at dinner time last night, Simon...
You got me some cheese.
No. Simon...
Cheese. I'm all about cheese.
We are trying to train Simon to turn it down a notch. So any
cheese.
Fan mail that would ask Simon to be a little less obnoxious would really help us.
I like cheese. Ooh.
Anyway.
You can't forget your white cheese, your Swiss cheese, your blue cheese. Blue cheese or stinky cheese.
Anyway, so...
Holy cheese!
We do have to say thank you to Uncle Owen, because during dinner last night, we had 15...
Cheese! It's...
We had 15 items... For the word, well, you called it throwing your cookies, and I don't think throwing your cookies is right. But from the Yuck book, Simon, could you please read us the 15 ways to say throw up? You want to?
It's on vomiting.
And vomiting. Where is vomiting? This is the Yuck book that Uncle Owen gave you for your birthday, right?
What? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, here's vomit. You guys want to read it together?
Yes, you read it.
Okay.
Upland.
Do you want some background? Trevor, do you want some background music to do this?
Yeah.
Hold on a second then. Okay, I found some background music. See if this is pretty good. Ready? Okay, Trev, take it away.
Cooking, hauling, vibing, worshipping the porcelain god.
Worshipping the porcelain god?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blowing chucks, buying the funk.
Buying the Buick?
doing the technical yawn.
Doing the technicolor yawn.
Heaving.
Ralphing.
Ralphing. Doing the old bus. Tossing your cookies. Wanting the skin master. And the proper medical terms. Vomiting from the Latin words to explore. And what's this one saying?
I don't know. That's Latin. I can't pronounce that. But I what's your favorite one out of?
Cheese. I like.
Come on, sorry, cut it out. But
I like
what's your favorite one, Trev?
I'm tossing your cookies.
All right, Simon. What's your favorite one?
The bus one.
Which one?
The
driving the porcelain bus.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
What's your favorite one?
I don't know. You know, I hadn't heard buying the Buick, but I kind of that has a certain ring to me. Okay. So Simon wants to do for his
and what's saving the porcelain god is a really good one.
Yeah, because that means hanging out at the toilet. Because you know the toilet's a porcelain. It's called porcelain when it's made out of.
I like toilets.
And it means throwing up in the toilet. All right, Trevor and yeah. Simon, this is what you want to do. You want to do animal matchup. This is a contest we did before. And different animals, and we say what would happen if we matched them up. So let's take up Trevor's. Well, because of time we have, we'll start with number two. What is this? A reticulated
python.
Reticulated python. And what's this? Your number two.
Tiger.
Tiger.
Tiger wins.
No, really?
Come on, let's talk about
it. No, it doesn't matter, because the reticulated python will go around its neck, but then that will be up to the tiger's claws to scrape it. And it'll go away.
What do you think, Trev?
I think it would wrap around
its neck, but it can't wrap around its arms, too.
It's so big, it might be able to. It's longer than the
smart enough to do it.
Yes, it is. Snakes are one of the smartest animals.
Snake's a smart animal?
Yeah.
He's got a big brain?
He has a peanut-sized brain, but it's good.
So, between a reticulated python and a tiger, we're not sure who would win.
Yeah.
Can it be a close fight?
Yeah.
No, a tiger should win. Its claw will scrape it, so it will go back into the forest.
What if a tiger was sleeping?
A tiger doesn't sleep when a they both sleep at the same hours.
They do? They keep the same hours?
Yeah. A reticulated python's awake at night. Tiger's awake at night. Half the day, half the day.
Okay, well, so we can't decide.
Yeah.
Sounds like a tie. Right. Yeah. The next one, Trevor, is this aardvark?
Yeah, aardvark.
Aardvark, and this is lion?
Yeah.
Aardvark versus lion.
Oh, lion.
No, I can go into my infested area.
You're going to go into an anthill to hide from a lion?
Yeah.
And you said
aardvark? What's an aardvark?
An aardvark is an anteater.
Yeah.
Right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you can't go in there. You're not going to fit. A lion will get your butt, too, before it. And then by it, you're dead.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Why would a lion head for an aardvark's butt?
Yeah, I know.
Because that's the part where they always bite first, because that will go their back legs, and then it will be easier to get them through their front right legs.
Right. Okay.
Can I get the first one really quickly?
Okay, let's do the first one. Trevor, you had, I think, lion, right?
Right.
Lion.
Okay, we have a few more seconds.
What's this, Simon? Korea?
I forget what my first one is. I wish someone cheated.
Cobra.
Cobra.
Is that cobra? Okay, lion. Sorry.
Sorry, Simon.
No, Speedy Bimmin!
No, whoever goes first wins.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a tie.
Yeah.
Wait there. So you think a lion might beat a cobra?
Yeah, because whoever goes first wins. Because if a tiger goes first, the cobra's not that fast. So, you know, you can just...
Yes, a cobra's fast.
No, that's a black mamba. Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoever goes first.
I'm lost, but I'm very impressed.
Ooh.
Hey, before we end it up real quick, I had a couple of questions to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we had a fan who rides a motorcycle.
Yeah. I got a good idea what you can do for me if I'm obnoxious. Maybe you could buy a shock collar and then give me a shock.
I'm tempted. So, how old do you have to be to drive a motorcycle?
21.
No, in this house.
16, 19. 30.
36. How old do you have to be to get a tattoo?
18. 36.
Good. Trevor's right. How old do you have to be to watch an R-rated movie?
8.
Okay. Well, we see where we are. The other question we had is, you know, we did a song guessing the other... Remember we did that song guessing?
Yeah.
We had a couple of listeners commenting on that. We had one who really liked the fact that we did Morrissey, which I like Morrissey.
So do I.
Good. We had another listener who noticed that we didn't do enough bands with women singers, with singers that are girls.
How come?
We only did charity. Do you guys know any bands which have girls in it or women?
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar?
Mm-hmm.
Benatar? Anyone else?
Mm-hmm. I like cheese.
No, I don't know that band. Do you guys know any bands?
Hi.
Yeah?
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin? Anyone else?
I'm thankful for Thanksgiving.
Rhymes with Manis Hoplin?
Shanice Hoplin?
anyone else?
Talis Toplin? Froggy Hoplin?
You know, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate our listeners. You can send us email at show@smellymonkeys.com.
Hey, we went a little more longer than we were supposed to.
Well, I have to edit out some bits when you said armpit. And you can also reach us via email at 206-666-KIDS. Thanks for listening and have a good night.
Let's go.
Okay. Watch
out.
Hey, Trevor.
Yeah?
You know where you can find the best podcasts ever?
Podcast Pickle.
How'd you know about that?
My dad told me.
Oh.
Podcast Pickle. Podcast Pickle.